Welcome to Talking Up Music Education, a podcast from the NAMM Foundation. The NAMM Foundation is working to assure that all children have the opportunity to learn and grow with music, and that music is part of daily living for everyone. Talking Up Music Education podcast shares news and stories about music education from teachers, students, parents, school, and community leaders who care about music education and are working to create more opportunities for music learning. And now, here's your host, Mary Lurson.
Hello, everyone. This is Mary Lurson, the Executive Director of the NAMM Foundation, coming to you from Talking Up Music Education, the podcast of the NAMM Foundation. And we are the final day of NAMM Show here in Anaheim. I have a wonderful guest with me, Jay Burris, President and CEO of Visit Anaheim, which is the official convention and visitors bureau organization of Anaheim. Welcome, Jay.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
And here we are. We made it to the last day of the NAMM Show.
I can't believe it. Another one in the books.
It's another one in the books. We can't overemphasize the importance of the relationship to the city of Anaheim. Essentially, NAMM moves into Anaheim and builds our universe once a year. What's it like when this planning for it and planning for our schedule, and what happens to all of you when we come to town?
You know, it's funny, since even before I started this job, I flew in to experience NAMM. I didn't start until February, and the show was in January of 2013. So I flew in to see it. Everyone talked about it, and you really don't understand it until you are here and experience the energy, how it takes over the entire community, and how it truly becomes the headquarters of music for the world for that week. And it's so exciting to see. And every year that I've been here, you can see it grow more and more. You can see everything from the live music to just the passion for music for everyone. And obviously with the addition of the community give back and the way that the foundation has worked with the community, it's been great to see that evolve.
Mm-hmm. Since we're technically sort of on like a radio being a podcast, let's try to describe to everyone what's happening over there. We have the vast Anaheim Convention Center with its four halls, right? There's four halls on the ground level.
And five with another one underneath.
And then the subground level. And then there's two levels, huge escalators above. A level two with technically ballrooms, right? With
ballrooms and meeting rooms, and right? Then level three with a large ballroom.
And then there's a level three, all that face down a glass atrium that looks outward to an expanse of a plaza on which, if you're looking out there, you would have a massive Hilton Hotel to the left and a massive Marriott Hotel to the right. And then this Grand Plaza, which NAMM sets up as an outdoor concert stage venue. I mean, that's, now you need to go online and look at the picture, because
absolutely,
we've kind of explained it to you. So you have this, the facade of the convention center going up, not three stories, I don't know how many stories up, six stories equivalency.
Right, but it really lets all the light in, and you can really take advantage of the Southern California weather.
We're
this
in
year
a bit
is a little
of a,
iffy,
yeah, little bit of a rain cycle this year.
But the first time in a long time. But it's also, you can see the mountains in the background, but you can also see stages everywhere you look, and people in love with music everywhere you look, and that's what brings the energy to everything.
And then the convention center, which sort of curves and wraps down a plaza that is connected, then connects to the arena,
it
which
does.
Is technically
actually,
a hockey
curve,
arena.
That curve.
Right?
Was actually to replicate the curve of the state of California when it was built.
Well,
and
who knew
that? And then the arena, which has hosted incredible music acts from Elvis and beyond, but it's been around for a long time and still adds a great, great bit to our convention center and our capabilities of having something in an arena type setting.
And then the NAMM exhibits and wrap into the arena setting as well. My own personal ambition every year is to get into the arena, but I haven't made it every year.
You haven't been.
I haven't made it into the, and sometimes I've actually had to go early in the morning just to say, yes, I made it to the arena, because it's just so, so vast.
Well, it continues to grow the use of that, as well as the new space that's next to it,
yes,
which is very
and
exciting.
Yes, and now under construction. So if you can imagine going down that plaza shaped like the state of California, there will be then with a sort of a concave shape to match the arena, circular stage, a new expansion of space coming online in a year, for us in a year.
We wanted NAMM to be able to continue to grow and share music with the world, and so we wanted to expand our convention center, and we're adding 200,000 square feet of flexible space that's going to allow groups like NAMM, our largest event, to grow their exhibit space needs, and other groups that may need more breakout space to be allowed to do that. But
so there are other events that have their conventions here?
Unbelievable. We're a very, very busy convention city, but the beauty of the entire year is every year it kicks off with NAMM.
Yeah,
that sets the tone for the entire year, and it's so fantastic to see. We actually have an incredible first quarter with some annual events that come in, from Natural Products to UBM to some other events that come in on a regular basis throughout the year, whether it's WonderCon, similar to the Comic-Con in San Diego. We've got VidCon, which is all the YouTube users
of
the world.
I've heard about VidCon.
We've really got some really interesting and unique groups that call Anaheim home, and it's fun to be a part of that. But the year kicks off every year with NAMM, and that sets the tone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. I think the expansion of the plaza, the renovation of the plaza between the hotels, was a really big step also that allowed us to have this remarkable outdoor stage venue.
That was the first year I came, when I hadn't even started my job yet, was the dedication of that plaza. And it really unified the entire district. We talked about us having in the resort district this convention campus. That unified the campus so that it provides a perfect setting for live music, in your case, networking for different conventions. Natural Products has yoga classes out there. So there's so many things you can do with that plaza. And it really has been an incredible addition that really did unify the entire resort district.
Mm-hmm. So also, I've noticed in the time I've been coming to the NAMM shows for 15 years, which is small change compared to so many of our members and our staff that have been involved for so long, the remarkable hotel expansion, right? And let's remember the arena that we spoke of is right across the street from Disneyland. So we are in the heart.
Well, Disneyland just celebrated their 60th anniversary. And when Disneyland opened, it was a seasonal theme park. And some of the motel owners around said, well, we're very busy for a certain number of months of the year, but we're not the others. So they got together with others and said, let's build a convention center and help with the rest of the year. The convention center was built, and this year we celebrate 50 years of the opening of the convention center. So our 50th anniversary, we've got big plans and the opening of our expansion. But, that really changed the destination and changed the city. And about 15 years ago, a bond was passed, which allowed the district to really come together, put the power lines underground, bring in palm trees, really make the look and feel of the resort district like a resort. And you'll see the palm trees, you'll see people walking up and down the sidewalks. It really adds to a great environment. And now hotels, you're starting to see some of those that maybe were due for renovations, or now there's some teardowns and some buildup of some new select service properties. Even some new Four Diamond properties are on the books to come in over the next couple of years, which will add a hotel product that we've never had before in this destination. So it's really changed. We bring in clients all the time who say, this is not the same Anaheim that I knew 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. So all that's being done to improve the destination and also improve the experience for groups such as NAMM.
Well, we sure appreciate it. We, in the weeks and months as we're planning for the NAMM show, it's often shared updates coming from your office and connections to your office shared with the whole staff. I mean, you are your team is a vital partner to our success, so we're really, really grateful.
We consider the NAMM family our family, and we all build towards this couple of week celebration of music that we have here. And I think someone on your team coined the term NAMMaheim, because we are connected at the hip. And if a lot of very successful convention destinations have kind of that signature event. And for us, it's definitely NAMM, so we're proud.
Actually, over the years and the other parts of my life, some friends of mine have been involved with some of the development efforts in Anaheim, either through direct investment or indirect investment. One was downtown California, or the California Walkway. I forgot the exact name of the of the little destination that's down the street where California Pizza Kitchen is, or
the Garden Walk.
Garden Walk. So I was very casually saying, "Oh, I'm headed over to the NAMM show," and he kind of just stopped and kind of went, "You work for NAMM?" And I could think it was they were considering the redevelopment of that property and the expansion and the upgrade of the property. NAMM was a very important part of their assessment of the long-term economic success of that. And he kind of, you know, almost kind of stopped in his tracks and went, you know, NAMM was a really, was a significant player in their decisions. And that's a really wonderful amenity for that area.
It is, but I don't think it's just Anaheim. We, of course, are visit Anaheim, but Garden Grove feels the same excitement. I live in South County. I wore my NAMM shirt into a grocery store, and someone said, have you been to NAMM? That's the most exciting show. I would love to go someday. So, you know, people know about it. They know the success of it, and they're just passionate about music. So
over the last 3 years, we together have ramped up a really new and important connection to the city of Anaheim. And we actually start off our NAMM week in a very special way. NAMM officially, the show starts officially on Thursday with some pre-conference events happening Wednesday, but we moved it forward one more day, and we start with a day of service in this Anaheim City Schools, and you've been a wonderful part of that and contributed to the NAMM Foundation to help us advance that work. You want to tell us your impression of what we're doing with the city of Anaheim? And
We're so proud and thrilled to be a part of this, and really happy and thrilled that NAMM has chosen to give back to our community in this way. This is a real trend with different convention groups from around the world that meet in different cities. And for me personally, it's really become very, I guess, rewarding to see this happen in the communities. When we go into these schools, which years ago had to cut out their music education, and NAMM will bring musicians, they will bring instruments, they will spend the time to sit with these elementary school students and show them these instruments that they may never have held a guitar or a ukulele or any type of musical instrument, and to hold it and have a real musician show them how to play it, and then for a donation to go back to those schools towards this, you're seeing music education start to come back within the schools. And that shows how a group such as NAMM, a group such as Visit Anaheim, any group that comes in can make a difference in a community and can really affect these kids' lives. And you see them just light up when the groups come in, when NAMM comes in to help with them. And it really is changing communities around the world. So thank you. We were
so grateful to make this connection. It was really through the mayor's office and the start of the dialogue. And also, you all were lucky to have a truly inspired superintendent, Dr. Linda Wagner, who was with me on the podcast just two episodes ago. So we had a wonderful conversation with her. And they are now up to 13 full-time music educators.
Fantastic.
With a hope for complete reinstatement for all their children within the next 2 years. So they will have comprehensive general music for K through 4. And then in 5th and 6th grade, there will be a 5th grade music exploration program on instruments, but in 6th grade, every kid would be playing an instrument. And that's going to make a different town.
Oh, it is.
The town's going to be different.
It's going to make a different state, because it's and country, because that's going to reverberate around the state and around the country, because you're seeing that in a lot of different places. But Anaheim, to be a part of that, and through Dr. Wagner's leadership and your leadership, it's just great to see it happen in Anaheim.
And we're going to help the district with some evaluation work, because as I said to the Creativity Council, this is a story that must be told.
You're right.
This is exactly one of those national stories. And then you sitting on the Creativity Council, tell us what that group is.
Well, it's great because it's not made up of usually the councils I sit on or the meetings I sit in on or very meetings or tourism industry related. This is very community related, education related. And you've got educators from around really the county who sit on this council, and all with one desire and goal, and that is bringing music education back into the schools and to hear their success stories at the luncheon this year, to hear so many say, we're in our first year, we're in our second year, that it really is that new and fresh in some of these places, and to see the passion that they have in bringing it back just kind of shows that we're on the right track and we're doing the right thing in this, and it is making a difference. So yeah, that's, I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
And the kids, I mean, being in the school, our NAM members that came out to serve as volunteers for Day of Service, your tour person is just so inspired. Well, there's just, when we can be in a classroom learning and helping a third grader play the ukulele, your day's going to just be better, you know.
Absolutely.
And it reminds us of what we're working for. So I think we have many years ahead planned to be in Anaheim.
We sure
if I'm
hope
correct,
so.
Right?
Yes,
I mean,
we do.
I don't. I'm not in charge of any of that, so I don't know.
Well, we're committed. We're working on the convention center contract for the next 5 years. I think we got 2 more years, and then we're working on a 5-year extension after
I
that.
I think so.
Like for it to be home for NAM for a long time to come.
I think that the intention certainly has been spoken of from my side. Again, I leave that to people that have a higher pay grade than me to take care of this important connection with all
and
of you.
And next year we have more space for you, so we built some new space for you to continue to grow.
And I know that our team is already, with our NAM members, is already filling out that space, you know.
Absolutely.
To make it be.
And we plan for the next one.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. And we are too. So we're really grateful, Jay. And your team is just fantastic. Along the way, you know, when you know that there's a partnership that's valued by both sides, things tend to work out pretty well.
When you have people that care and that care about what they do, they have a pride in it, and they have a passion and relationship with clients such as NAM, it really shows, and I'm very proud of them.
We just keep building for the future, and that we're building for a future that's really bigger than ourselves here with the kids that are in Anaheim. Then we have all this wonderful work ahead of us. So thank you so much, and thank you for a great, great partnership on behalf of all of us at NAM.
Thank you for your partnership, and let's get ready for 2018.
And we're just about to wrap up this one. I call it the glide path into the finish line. Actually, we are, I think the trade show closes at 5 today, if I'm right. Yeah, so we're about 1 hour away for being done with NAM Show 17. I know our ukulele circle is going on right now, so if you need to get up and run over there, Jay, this would be a good time.
Where's my ukulele?
Well, we have plenty there.
Okay, you do.
We have plenty to spare. We end the NAM show with the ukulele circle.
That's great.
And that's happening in the member center. And it's, you can't not smile when you're playing the ukulele.
That's true.
You know? And this is our last broadcast, our last episode from NAM Show 2017 and our Talking at Music Education podcast. Thank you, Jay Burris, for being with me. I thank all of our remarkable guests that were with me on this marathon of Talking at Music Education podcast. We had some wonderful conversations on Inauguration Day, before Inauguration Day, about Inauguration Day, but mostly we talked about the joys and benefits of music education and the importance that all of us are working to be advocates to support the opportunity for every child to learn and grow with music. So I thank you so much for being with me on this journey here of Live from the NAM Show episodes. I hope you'll join us often at Talking at Music Education and come back and hear what we've been cooking up in terms of our next topics. And keep informed on all of our resources and updates at the namfoundation.org website. But most of all, thank you for joining us on this episode of Talking at Music Education, a podcast of the NAM Foundation.
The NAM Foundation would like to thank Vocal Booth for their support in providing a recording booth for these podcasts recorded live at NAM 2017. Whether you're recording, rehearsing, tracking, mixing, or overdubbing, Vocal Booth has a solution that's right for you. Learn more at vocalbooth.com.
Talking Up Music Education is a podcast created by the NAM Foundation. To learn more about how you can support music education in your community or how you can be part of the work of the NAM Foundation, visit our website, www.namfoundation.org, or join us on Facebook at facebook.com/NAM Foundation. You can also follow Mary on Twitter at Mary L. NAM. That's Mary L. NAMM.